The Service to America Medal finalists have been announced, and all summer long, we're going to hear from finalists being honored for their work. Today, we speak with Dr. Alfonso Batres, the Chief Officer of Readjustment Counseling Services at the Veterans Health Administration. Dr. Batres built a national network of community-based centers for veterans to receive counseling, medical attention, and other services, and he's a finalist in the Career Achievement category. Dr. Batres, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, you built this national network of community-based centers for veterans. Tell me how that's different than what the VA had already been providing.
Well, we have a different approach to the service. We're closer to where the veteran lives. We're out in the community. There are no bureaucratic barriers to accessing care at our centers. The veteran can be seen when they walk in. In other words, there's no waiting time for them. And most of my staff are combat veterans like myself who have served in country and have an appreciation for these veterans' service to country.
So how did you get involved in this whole idea? I mean, what's driving you to do these centers for veterans?
Well, you know, my dad served in World War II, and I served in Vietnam, and I have a son who served in Iraq with the 82nd Airborne. So we have a long history of commitment to country, and quite frankly, I have a commitment to serving fellow veterans who have served their country so selflessly over the years.
Was there any one particular event that happened that made you say, you know what, we need to create this network? Was there anything that really pushed you to do it?
Yes, it was, I believe, based on the experience of a lot of, including myself, Vietnam veterans who returned from Vietnam, understanding the need that there needs to be a place where veterans can access care in a safe environment and not necessarily have to go through the more formal processes to receive care. So it was, I think, based on my Vietnam experience.
Now, that program was first set up in 79. You have arrived, if I'm reading this correctly, you arrived in 94 and really revved it up. So what did you do to expand it?
Actually, I started working for the program much earlier than that, in the early 80s. What we did was, I believe, we brought more evidence-based techniques to the situation. We increased the services. We were originally only serving Vietnam veterans. Now we have eligibility for all combat veterans, and we've expanded our services for family members and created many programs, including a bereavement program for those killed while in active military.
And we're speaking with Dr. Alfonso Batres, the Chief Officer of Readjustment Counseling Services at the Veterans Health Administration. And I wanted to ask you, at these vet centers that are now throughout the country, are you still getting Vietnam-era veterans coming in for services there, or is it pretty much mostly the most recent conflicts?
Actually, all groups are increasing at our vet centers, especially after our expansion of services. We have more Vietnam veterans coming in right now than we did 2 years ago. But the large increase has been in our OEF, OIF, combat veterans who are returning home.
Was putting this network together a difficult thing to pull off? Did you run into any obstacles you hadn't expected?
Not really. Our biggest obstacle is that there's so many deserving communities out there. Part of it was decision criteria and where to implement them. And then the challenges of leasing these spaces and hiring staff. But the communities have been extremely receptive and assisting us in our effort.
Now, these vet centers are staffed by federal employees, or are they private contractors that operate them?
All of them are federal employees. Again, over 80% of all of my employees are veterans. We are culturally competent. We reflect the local communities, but all of us are federal employees.
Now, in the VA, I wanted to follow up on that because they have instituted ever more stringent data quality methods to judge the quality of product being delivered by the VA big hospitals, you know, the 100 and some of those across the country. What kind of metrics or plans do you have in place to make sure that the quality of what the community centers deliver is up to snuff?
I think the most critical factor for our vet centers is the veteran satisfaction, or how the veteran perceives our services. We have remained the gold standard in veteran satisfaction over the many years that we've measured it externally. And I think if you need the need of the veterans, our rate is 97% satisfaction rate, plus the fact that they would recommend the vet center to another veteran. I think veteran satisfaction is really key. The other factor for us is employee satisfaction, which we are also the gold standard on. But we measure things across the board in terms of how successfully we get veterans into the system. We follow them over time, and we do outcome metrics on not only client satisfaction, but actually clinical measures that indicate improvement over time.
And what's it like to get a Sammy's finalist nomination?
Well, you know, it was totally a surprise to me. I have a job that I very much love. I love what I do. I think it shows, and this is kind of like gravy on top of a career of serving veterans.
Dr. Alfonso Batres is Chief Officer of the Readjustment Counseling Services at Veterans Health Administration. Congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.